sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing. Heading down. I search for the beat in this dirty town. Downtown, the young ones are growing. Downtown, the young ones are growing. We're the kids in America.
Hello and welcome to Englishland Radio. Today we have a very special show with lots of different information all about summer camp and what we've been doing recently at Englishland. So today is a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful day all week and we are having Refresh Your English, which is a chance for us to get back into the system of English before we go back to school. But it's not all about going back to school. So we're going to start off first with one of our campers who was with us for all of summer camp at our farm. And we're going to find out some information from her about Englishland summer camps. What's your name?
My name is Raquel.
Okay, on you go.
This summer I went to Englishland summer camps 2016. Every morning we danced Kids in America and after we had lessons. When we are finished, we had snack and then we played some fun games. Sometimes we did a tour of the farm. At half past 12, we had lunch time. Next up, we had electives. Art, music, sports, radio, dance, choir, theater, and movie making. We chose what we wanted to do and did it all week. After we had snack and free times, then we played more games with our teacher. That is the end.
Fantastic, Reliki. And did you enjoy summer camp?
Yes.
Cool. Who is your teacher for summer camp?
Will.
Will. And was Will a good teacher?
Yes.
Do you remember where he was from?
Manchester.
Good. Well done, England. Fantastic. That was more detail than I was expecting. And what was your favourite activity that you did at summer camp?
Theatre.
Fantastic. Good job. Thank you very much, Raquel. Fantastic. Now, not everyone was with us this summer at summer camp. We also went to different places all over the world. So we're going to find a little bit about everybody's holiday. I went to Scotland on holiday and I went to Switzerland. So both not very, very hot places, but I know that some of our next children are going to talk to us about some sunnier and some more beachy places. So I'm going to pass over to them.
My name is Julia. The holidays are fun and relaxed. We can go at the sea or to the mountain. On holidays, we can see and learn many things. I go with my uncle and my aunt to Bologna. We see many birds at the nature park, white storks, ducks, geese, and kingfishers.
My name is Maya. On my holiday, I go to Paris. There are many famous monuments. The Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame, and Sacré-Cœur, the Louvre and more. It was fantastic.
My name is Nicola. On my holidays, I went to Greece. I visited Rhodes and Lindos with my dad and my mom. I went swimming in the fantastic sea.
We love the holidays!
Fantastic. Very good. So we went all over the place. We went to Rhodes, Paris, and Bologna. Where did you go? Bologna. Yes, you went to Bologna. Very nice. I've been to Bologna, and it's very nice. I've been to Paris, and it was very good. I like the food in Paris. Did you eat any very special food there, Maya?
Yes.
Okay, did you eat frog's legs? Do you know what frog's legs are? The legs of a frog?
Yeah. Did you eat it?
No.
No.
No, you didn't eat frog's legs. I wouldn't eat frog's legs either. They're a bit disgusting. Okay, fantastic. So next up, we have three of our younger campers. So this week at Refresh, we're split into a juniors group and a seniors group. And we're going to have three of our younger campers, our younger kids, come up to talk to us about themselves. So they're going to introduce themselves to everyone listening. So can I have our three little, our younger campers up? So hello, do you want to tell me all about you?
Hello, my name is Emma. I am 8 years old and my favorite game is Pass the Bomb, is nice, is bouquets, is fun.
Because it's fun, you like Pass the Bomb. Is it because at the end there's a big boom at Pass the Bomb? Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you want to tell me what's your name?
I'm Victoria.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 6.
Good, fantastic. And what's your favourite game?
Your favourite game.
Do you like Pass the Bomb as well?
Yes.
Yes, fantastic. Pass the Bomb is a very, very popular game. I hear from my classroom, I always hear you guys getting really, really excited by Pass the Bomb. It's a very good game. Okay, and we have one more for just now. So what's your name?
My name is Beatrice.
Okay, and can you tell me about you?
How old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8 years old. Fantastic, Bea. And what's your favourite game?
Favourite game is Wii.
And why do you like the Wii? You've written down, I see that you've written down that you love it because it's very good. Yes. What game do you play on the Wii? Is it the one with the sword or is it table tennis?
Hi.
Which one? With the sword or table tennis?
Sword.
The sword, fantastic. So you fight lots of different people. Fantastic, very good. Thanks very much, Emma, Victoria and Bea. Okay, next up we have one of our oldest teenagers, I have to say for teenagers this week, Dario. Dario is really interested in music and he's going to tell us a little bit about one of his favourite bands. I actually probably shouldn't admit this, but I learned that they were a band this week because I thought it was an individual singer, but it's a band, so Dad is going to tell us a little bit about them.
The band that I'm going to talk about is the Led Zeppelin. It's a rock band that was made up in 1968 by Jimmy Page, the ex-guitarist of Yardbirds. In the band, there were also John Bonham, the drummer, John Paul Jones, the bassist, and Robert Plant, a new singer with a fantastic voice. They were one of the best rock bands ever. They started recording for Atlantic Records. The first album was called Led Zeppelin, and it came out in 1969. The second one was called Led Zeppelin 2 and it was released in 1979. The third album had a very particular cover. There were some holes and a little rolling reel. Some images were rolling and you can see them from the hole. It was called Red Zeppelin Tree and it came out in 1970. The fourth album was called Led Zeppelin 4. It features the track Stairway to Heaven, a long famous track with a fantastic solo. With their fourth album, their singles also came out. After they did another album called Houses of the Holy, and the soundtrack of their film, the song remains the same. The group ended after the death of the drummer, John Bonham. For me, they were a fantastic band. I play the guitar and Jimmy Page is my idol. My favorite album is Led Zeppelin 4 and my favorite song is Stairway to Heaven. I learned how to play it in English land camps.
Good, fantastic. It's really cool that you learned how to play Stairway to Heaven at summer camp. Who was it that taught you?
It was my teacher, George.
And is George good at playing the guitar?
Yes, he is.
And I know that you got a present this summer that is kind of linked to Led Zeppelin. What was the present that you got this summer?
This summer I got a new guitar.
Fantastic. It's beautiful. Well, thank you very much, Daniel. Okay, next up we're going to have a story told by two campers in my class. So we have Elena and Andrea. One of the things that we've been doing this week is that we've been playing lots of different board games. So with the board games, one is called Sorry, and it is definitely a very popular game. So Elena and Andrea have decided to write a story all about this board game. So I'll pass it to them.
The Legend of Sorry. One day, a boy goes to the toy shop and buys a game. Its name is Sorry. He goes home and calls his friends. Come here, he says. The friends goes to the house, and the children open the game. Poof! The children look around, and they see where in the game. They play and play. There is ice and fire. One children leaves the game and is free. Our own child is star in the game. The fans play again and the children is free.
Fantastic, very good. So this story was written by Elena Andrea, and Andrea is going to come back later on to tell us some more information. But thank you very much, guys. That was a beautiful story. Okay, very good. We're going to have three more of Dan's class up to give a short introduction about themselves. So I'm going to have Ricky, Michele and Luca. So you guys can come up and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Riccardo. I am 8 years old. My favorite game is table tennis, and my favorite food is pizza.
Fantastic. What do you like to have on your pizza? I like sausages, mushrooms, ham, and potatoes. What do you like?
Potato.
Potatoes. Fantastic. Okay, next up we have Michele. What's your name?
My name is Michele.
And how old are you?
I'm 6.
Fantastic. Good shot. And what's your favorite game? The favorite game we've played this week.
What about Pass the Bomb or Battleships or the Wii?
Monopoly.
Oh, Monopoly, a new one. Good, fantastic. Did you know that we made Monopoly last week? We made it, my class last week. We put lots of pictures in. Cool, fantastic. And what's your favorite television show?
What do you watch on the TV? I know, because we like the same one.
Yes.
Doctor Who?
Yes.
Doctor Who. We both are big, big Doctor Who fans. Well done, Michele. Okay, and next up we have, what's your name?
My name is Luca. I am 8 years old. My favorite sport is rugby, and my favorite food is pizza.
Fantastic. Well done. Good job, guys. Okay, we're going to take a short music break, but we're going to do a music break with a difference, because we're actually going to sing a song for you. So this every morning, we wake up with two different dances. We have What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction and our camp theme song, which is Kids in America. We are learning the dance moves for Kids in America. Every morning, I still have to copy Julia because I just can't remember the song. But we're going to sing along to Kids, not Kids in America. We're going to sing to What Makes You Beautiful. So, we're going to start in 3, 2, 1.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you fall to the dark. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being away that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it.
Fantastic. That was really good. It's really impressive to me that you guys have learned this song this week, because it's really, really hard to learn a foreign language. But you guys have done so well, like to learn a song in a foreign language, but you've done so well. So very good job, guys. Good job. Okay. Next up, we're going to have two of my class to talk about their hobbies. Now, we've played lots of board games at summer camp. Refresh and at summer camp this week, and you guys are going to talk about your favorite sports. So we're going to start with Camilla.
Hello, my name is Camilla. I have played volleyball for 1 year. I am good at going to the warm up. I don't know if here is it will be in the under 12 team. When I was little, I liked to play volleyball with my mom and my dad. And now it is my favorite sport. My coaches are Roberto Cacchin and Alessia. I don't know her surname. Roberto Cacchin is an ex-volleyball player for Padova. My team is called Volley Eagles. I love volleyball.
Fantastic, Camila. Good job. And next up we have Sophia, who's going to talk about her favorite sport.
Hello, my name is Sophia. I have done roller skating for 2 years. I am good at doing the toe loop. The toe loop is a jump circle. The wheels of the roller skate are color pink. My coach are Barbara and Victoria. My team is Cal Legnaro PGS 2000. I love roller skating.
Fantastic. Good job. So we have some quite different sports there. We've got volleyball and roller skating. Okay, next up, we're going to have three more of Dan's class, which includes Matteo. Matteo is going to come over and talk to us. And we've also got Anna and Anita. So we're going to start with Anna. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name is Anna. I am 9 years old. And my favorite game is Sorry. I like it because it's good.
Fantastic. Sorry. We heard a story earlier on about Sorry, so it's a very, very good game. Well done, Anna. And next up.
Hello. My name is Anita. I am 9 years old. And my favorite game is swimming. Like is because I'm in water.
Fantastic. You like swimming. Very good. I'm not very good at swimming. I can't swim. I don't like it, but I'm glad that you do. Did you go to the beach, to the sea on your holiday?
Yes.
Fantastic. Good job. Okay, next up we have Matteo. So what's your name? Matteo doesn't want to talk to us today. Matteo, what's your name?
Matteo.
You need to speak with your hands.
Matteo.
Matteo, good. And how old are you?
How many?
Are you six or are you seven? Tell me.
Yes.
Six. Okay. And what's your favorite animal? Your favorite animal. Do you like dogs? Do you like cats? Your favorite animal, Gigi?
Lion.
Lion. Oh no, they're very scary. You're not scared.
Cat.
No. And a cat. So you like lions and cats. Good job, Matteo. Fantastic. Okay, next up we have Julia and Nicola, who are going to do a short interview with us.
Interview one. What's your name?
My name is Nicola.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is the porcupine.
Have you got any pets?
I have got 3 fishes.
What color are your eyes?
My eyes are brown.
Where are you from?
I'm from Albignasego in Italy.
Where are you going at holidays?
I'm going to Greece. Goodbye.
Interview 2. What's your name?
My name is Julia Golia.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
What are your favorite animal?
My favorite animal are kingfisher and horse.
Do you have glasses?
Yes, I have.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing t-shirt, jeans, shirt, pants, socks and trainers.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have 3 fishes and a dog. Her name is Penny.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is yellow.
What are your favorite subjects?
My favorite subject are ACT and science.
Fantastic. Good. So we found out a lot of information about Julia and Nicola. Good job, guys. Well done. They wrote all those questions and all the answers themselves. And I know that asking questions in English just can be quite hard. So good job, guys. Well done. Fantastic. Next up, we have three of my class this week who are talking about the difference between Italy and Britain. So they're going to tell us lots of different information about the differences. And we're going to start with Camilla.
Hello. There are many things that are different between England and Italy. We want to talk about the things. The first thing is the food in Italy. They eat pasta, pizza, and Asiago cheese. The food in Italy is really important. However, in Britain, the food is fish and chips, bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Now we talk about the weather in Italy is very, very hot. In Brittany is really, really rainy. We are Italian, and because of this, it is difficult to speak in English.
No, we'll
see the sports. In Italy, we play of football. However, in Brittany, they play of golf and cricket.
Fantastic, guys. You said that it's very, very difficult to learn English, but you guys have done such a good job. And we've been speaking in English all week. So even if it's difficult, it is achievable. It is something that you can do. Okay, next up we have the last three of Dan's class. So can I have Pietro, Riccardo and Michele? Can you guys come up? And you're going to introduce yourselves. So we're going to start with Signorino here. So what's your name?
I am Michele.
And how old are you?
6.
6, fantastic. And what's your favorite animal?
Lion.
A lion like Matteo. But lions are very scary. Are you scared?
No.
It's because you're very brave. Yes?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good job, Michele. Okay, next up we have, what's your name?
My name is Pietro.
And how old are you?
7 years old.
7 years old, good. And what's your favorite game?
My favorite game is Bomb.
Is Bomb, or Pass the Bomb. That's a very good game. You guys like that a lot. It's a new game for us this week, but it's been very popular. Good job. And last but not least, can you tell us about you? What's your name?
My name is Riccardo.
And how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
And what's your favorite game?
Bomba.
Bomb as well. Everybody's chosen Bomb today. Very good, guys. Well done. Okay. One of our last things that we're going to do before we finish up is we have a short quiz to do. And this is a surprise for one of our teachers this week. So we have Rachele and Maya who are going to quiz Dan. So Dan arrived in Italy this week for the first time, and he is an excellent teacher, but his understanding of his Italian is going to improve over the course of the next year. So Rachele and Maya have got some questions to ask Dan.
Hi, my name is Rachele.
And my name is Maya.
I'm 10 years old.
I'm 11 years old.
I'm from Italy.
I'm from Italy. We studied English for 5 years, and it's so difficult to study languages.
Also, it's a difficult study Italian for someone who speaks English. So today we are going to test our teacher, Dan.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Dan.
How old are you?
I'm 27 years old.
Where are you from?
I'm from England.
Do you like Englishland?
I love Englishland.
Do you speak any languages?
A little Spanish.
Okay, Dan, we will do an Italian test with you.
Okay, so we will say sentences in English and you will say them in Italian. If you say it right, you will get 1 point. If you don't know, we will say the word. If you pronounce it correctly, you will get half a point.
We start. Can you say hello in Italian?
Ciao.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say water in Italian?
Acqua.
Good.
Can you say school in Italian?
No.
Scuola.
Scuola.
Can you say pineapple in Italian?
Definitely not.
Ananas.
Ananas.
Can you say window in Italian?
Guido? No. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Finestra.
Finestra.
Can you say tomorrow I will go to the supermarket in Italian?
No, I can't.
Domani andrò al supermercato.
Domani al supermercato.
No.
That was perfect. Yeah.
Can you say now I study English in Italian?
No.
Adesso sto studiando inglese.
Adesso studiato inglese?
No.
Oh.
Can you say I go to school with my friends in Italian?
No.
Sto andando a scuola con i miei amici.
No.
Your total points are 4.
Now there is a final question for 10 points.
Okay.
Can you pronounce Australopiteco?
Australopiteco?
Yes!
Yes!
Australopithecus is a word that means ancestor.
Ancestor.
Good job, Dan. Now you can say that you are Italian.
Yay!
Well done. Very good. Okay, good job, guys. You did really well. And well done to Dan. He didn't know that we were doing that, so that was just a surprise for him. He's sweating. He looks a bit anxious, but that's good. It's all a learning process. Okay, we have one last person up to talk to us, and I know that it's still summer, but in a few weeks we're all going back to school. So we have Andrea up to give us his advice for going back to school.
I have advice for to school. You should do your homework. You should make a school bag. You should smile. You should know your teacher. You should go to bed early the night before. I happy go to school because I will see my friends and my teacher.
Fantastic, well done. So we've had all the way from summer camp through to what we're doing this week at Englishland, all our different favourite things. We've been interviewing each other and showing off our English. We've been practising our singing voices with our songs. And now we've got our advice for going back to school. And so with that, it's time to come to the end of our show. And the very last thing to do is to say goodbye. So on the count of three, can we say bye?
Bye-bye. Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Bye.